Hello, True Radner World. It's Ivan. And this time I'm in Addis Dana. This is the last weekend of February. And I've been here for just a couple of days on this facilitators weekend. So I've got with me Pranya Ketu, who is the UK and mainland young people's coordinator.
Yay!
So I just, it's part of his job, but then he's the man to ask what was this weekend? What are the facilitators? Pranya Ketu, please illuminate us all.
Well, right, I'll do my best. So the facilitators are young people in their local Buddhist centers who run young Buddhist groups. So they get together like monthly and just inspire each other in what it is to lead a Dharma life for young people. So often people in their 20s and 30s. Yep. So this weekend we've descended on Addis Dana for training primarily. So we've had some talks from facilitators talking about how their role in their centre is a kind of Dharma mm-hmm. training. So how they exemplify the Sangraha Vastus, the means of bringing together people in the Sangha. And it's mainly an opportunity for people to get to know each other from all these different centres, share ideas, share their inspirations and experiences and skills. And it's a really good opportunity for people just to come together, network for those, the young facilitators,
Maybe you they have an overall experience from a conversation with all of them, all of us, really. What do you think? What's your idea of why do we do this? Why are they facilitators? Why do we have young people's activities? Why are people? Why are we doing what we're doing?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. So mainly, like, the Dharma works and it really helps people transform their lives, and this is a way of young people doing that with each other. You know, so particularly young people who are perhaps newer to the Dharma. Having an opportunity to meet other people who are around the same age but have a bit more experience, and just see, what is it like to be someone in your 20s and 30s and practicing the Dharma, and definitely there's we can get a lot of depth from talking to people who are much more experienced and older, but there's something about being at the same stage of life which it's like, oh yeah, this I can see how that makes sense in my life now. So that's what the whole young Buddhist thing is about. It's about younger people connecting with this life transforming thing that is Dharma practice.
Yeah, and we're at the moment in the library, and just happened where are you guys the youngest order member? Like, you definitely. I'm with Amala Siri, who's the youngest order member. He's 24, mm-hmm. And are you the youngest?
Dharma Charini and I, we think we're the youngest Dharma Charinis. Around, we're definitely the youngest in the UK.
Well, actually, so then maybe tell me your name. How old are you? And you are facilitators yourselves from a group. So why are you doing this? What have you? What's your experience of being a facilitator? What you've gained from it, maybe?
Well, I'm Mokshatara, and I live in Sheffield, and I've been facilitating the younger Sangha things there for many years, since 2009, 2010. So I've been coming to the facilitators' coolers since we started them. And every year I'm meeting people who I may have already met and building friendships with them, but also people who I haven't met yet who have started doing things in their centres. And there's always so many ideas at this weekend to inspire me and inspire the people I'm facilitating with in Sheffield. So it's great to come to these because you just get loads of ideas. You meet people you might already know, loads of new people. And I think along with the big one that we do later on in the year and then coming to this as well, I get to know people really quite well, even though we only see each other maybe twice a year. And then year on year, that's going on into the future. And we are all young, but if a lot of the people that come here are training for ordination, and if we're all in the order together, then we'll know each other all that much better through working together. And I think that's a really great way to get to know people.
True. Amala Siri, what was your who are you and what was your weekend?
Yeah, I'm Amala Siri, 24. And well, I got involved with the Dharma when I was 17, back in Mexico. And at that time, I didn't see anybody the same age as me around the Buddhist Center. So I didn't realize the importance of being around young people, really. It wasn't until I came to the UK and started going to the Big One retreats, and more recently, in the last couple of years, becoming a facilitator and coming to the facilitators' weekends, that I realized actually it is really important. It is, if I think about it, I can sort of convince myself that being around young people is a good idea, but actually it wasn't until I came to these retreats that I felt, my heart felt like, oh, this is actually an amazing thing to do. And one of the things that inspired me the most, I think, is the fact that, like Mokshitara was saying, we are the future of the order. We are the future of a big chunk of the Buddhist tradition, I think, in the West. Just seeing people walking around the field of Adishtana, us meditating together in the shrine, hearing people giving talks, I just get this sense of, here we go. Yeah, we are doing it together. And we're going to be doing this together for 30, 40, 50 years. And I just find that really exciting, actually. Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention, we've just been in the steering group meeting. Pranyaketo may have more to say about that, but that's one of the most enjoyable things about these weekends, actually. Just young older members coming together to talk about how the weekend's going, what are we going to do in October for the big one. Just full of inspiration, full of laughter, full of love in those kind of older gatherings. It's just, and I sort of feel like in the steering group, we create a pool of metta that then expands out to the rest of the weekend and the rest of the retreat. Yeah, I just want to sort of add onto that. I'm not sure how many people are aware of the steering group, and I think it's great.
Yeah. Very good thing. Something I wanted to highlight as well from this weekend is that it was particularly international. Like, I think it's a facilitators meeting that I've been on, like, of these six or however many we've had. It was a very strong presence from people. People drove here from, not just from Ireland and Scotland, but we've got people from.
I've got the list.
Oh, you've got a list.
Berlin, Essen, Ghent, someone from Istanbul, people from Mexico.
Yeah.
There's someone actually from Sydney. Yeah. Some of these are young women who are on the Dharma Life training course. But actually, you know, we've represented, Scotland, Ireland. Like, I think there's probably 20 to 25 different centres represented here. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, really good gathering.
Last night we heard the precepts, didn't we? In all different languages, or like 8 different languages?
Nine different languages. I had goosebumps throughout that, just hearing all these different languages. And like, we had someone saying the precepts in Turkish, probably only 2 or 3 people that she knows know how to say those words in Turkish. And the same with Romanian, you know, and it gives me goosebumps to hear that the precepts are being spoken in this language that they may not have been spoken in hardly at all before. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
That's really good. Anyway, any last thing that you would like to say to the world about this weekend and what we're doing? Anything?
Well, this is just the start, really, isn't it? This is us as young people kind of getting together to go out into the world. Yeah. So there are all these other young Buddhist groups happening in the UK, Europe, Australasia, North America, Central America, like all over the place. And we've got these other retreats happening here, like the sub-25s, young men's, young women's, the big one. Mm. So it's just loads of ways for young people who are interested in Buddhism, interested in meditation, to get involved, to find out more.
Yeah. And now that you're finishing with that note, like, and how people can get involved?
If they
have questions, you are the person, aren't you?
So we've got a page on the Buddhist Centre online, or thebuddhistcentre.com /young Buddhists, where it's got portals to all of the local young Buddhist groups, and the retreat information. And we're also on Facebook, young people in the Tree Ratna community. I've got a page and a group there as well. So loads of ways of finding out more about how you can get involved.
Yeah. And I suppose if people are thinking about creating starting young people's groups in their own centres, maybe they can contact you, right?
Yeah, yeah, all my details are up there.
Okay.
And they can come to the big one in October.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week of October, Adistana, yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's all good of. Got all the information to finish. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, world.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.